An all-new Jeopardy starts now.
This is the Jeopardy Teachers Tournament. Here is our second group of semifinals. A high school English teacher from Seaside, California, Jenna Hall. A seventh grade science teacher from Cocoa Beach, Florida, Amanda Baltimore. And a middle school humanities teacher from New York, New York, Meggie Quinn. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Meggie, I love the pose. The women have arrived, ladies and gentlemen. We had such a marvelous first semifinal game yesterday that if this match compares, you folks at home are in for a special treat. So Jenna, Amanda, and Meggie, good luck. Let's go to work. Here are the categories for the three of you. Hall monitor, something you should be familiar with. Heaven or hell, hopefully not. Birds of prey. Words from Old English. Hey, going on vacation? I'm full of envy. Notice the quotation marks. You know what that means. Maggie.
I'll take I'm full of envy for 200.
If a motel is displaying this sign, keep driving. Jenna.
What is no vacancy?
That's it.
Envy's 400.
The Sightmark Ghost Hunter Goggle Binoculars will give you this. Maggie?
What is night vision?
Yes.
I'm full of NV 600.
The U.S. House of Representatives has six of these members, like Puerto Rico's resident commissioner. Maggie?
What is non-voting?
Right.
NV 800.
This country officially merged with its southern neighbor, July 2nd, 1976. Maggie?
What is North Vietnam?
Right again.
NV 1000.
The Mayacamas Mountains to the west and the Vaca Range to the east enclose this fertile region of Northern California. Amanda.
What's Napa Valley?
Yes.
Hall monitor for 200.
In 2019, Abby Wambaugh was inducted into the National Hall of Fame for this sport. Amanda.
What's soccer?
Correct.
Hall monitor for 4.
Lord Stanley and George Vezina were two of the first inductees into this sports Hall of Fame in 1945. Jenna?
What is hockey?
Yes.
Heaven or Hell 200.
A two-word synonym for heaven, it's the land of Canaan in Genesis, reserved for Abraham and his descendants. Maggie?
What is the promised land?
Good.
Heaven or Hell 400.
One of the sons of Cronus, this Greek god of the underworld, has a name that also means the underworld. Maggie?
Who is Hades?
Yes.
Heaven or Hell 600.
The name of this Buddhist state of enlightenment comes from the Sanskrit for extinction. Maggie?
What is nirvana?
You got it.
Heaven or hell, 800.
Answer there, the Daily Double. You like getting off to a good start, and you've done just that.
Well, everybody always wants to say it. Let's make it a true Daily Double, Alex.
All right. The line, better to reign in hell than serve in heaven, is from this 17th century poem. Maggie?
What is Paradise Lost?
Yep.
Oh my God! Phew, okay. Heaven or Hell 1000.
A famed Paris Avenue bears the name of this blessed land where Greek heroes are sent in the afterlife. Maggie?
What are the Elysian Fields?
Yes.
Words from Old English, 200.
A mounted soldier in armor who served a king or lord. Maggie?
What is a knight?
Knight is right.
Words from Old English, 400.
This verb means to satisfy, especially one's thirst. Maggie?
What is to sate?
No. Jenna?
What is slake?
Slake, that's it.
Old English, 6.
Over hill, over this small valley. Both landforms come from the Old English. Maggie.
What is a dale?
Dale is right, and that adds to your lead. You're at 7,400. Off to an excellent start, and we're taking a break. Hate to slow her down, but we have to. Jenna Hall is an English teacher from Seaside, California. who has a habit of assigning dark books to her students. What kind of books are we talking about?
The Road, A Thousand Splendid Suns. It has to make them cry a little bit.
Oh, really? Is that important?
So important.
So emotional books.
They gotta have feelings.
They gotta have feelings. All right, well, that's a good idea. It's working, obviously. Amanda Baltimore is from Cocoa Beach, seventh grade science teacher. Cocoa Beach, right on the coast. You get to watch a lot of space launches.
Yes, we have lots of launches. Lately, it seems like they're every couple of weeks. So it's a very exciting place to be a science teacher.
Very nice. Maggie Quaid, middle school humanities teacher from New York. Your school is tiny.
Yes.
But you have a rule for when a student makes a mistake.
Not just a student, when anyone, including me, makes a mistake, we applaud in my classroom because there's a big poster on the wall that says mistakes are proof that you are trying, and it is so important that kids feel safe to make their mistakes so that then they can learn from them.
That's very, very important. You're in command of the board right now, and we have a lot of clues still left to deal with, so go ahead, Maggie, make a selection.
Old English for 800.
This word usually comes before out, meaning to barely manage a living. Maggie.
What is eek?
Eek, that's the word.
Old English, 1000.
This geography term, meaning a bend or a curve in a coastline, sounds like sinking your teeth into something. Amanda?
What's a blight?
No. You're one letter off. It's a bite. No L in it. B-I-G-H-T. Maggie, go again.
Going on vacation, 200.
This country's Amalfi Coast never fails to impress. Amanda.
What's Italy?
Yeah.
Vacation for four?
Stop by this landmark and take in the amazing vista from Yavapai Point to the North Rim. Amanda.
What's the Grand Canyon?
Good.
Vacation for six?
Headed to Paris? Check out the Impressionist and Post-Impressionist works at this museum in a former train station. Maggie.
What is the Musée d'Orsay?
You got it.
Vacation 800.
Chile has a beautiful district of mountains and water that shares its name with this similar one in North England. Maggie?
What is the Lake District?
Yes.
Vacation 1000.
This B&B island paradise northwest of Tahiti would be a perfect place for some R&R. Amanda?
What's Bora Bora?
Good.
Birds of prey for 200.
These birds of prey are largely nocturnal, but the snowy type often hunts by day. Amanda.
What's an owl?
Owl, yes.
Birds for four?
Found in South America, the harpy is a crested variety of this bird of prey with a wingspan that can reach 7 feet. Amanda.
What's an eagle?
Eagle, good.
Birds for six?
The largest bird of prey is this Western Hemisphere vulture that can fly 18,000 feet high and weigh 30 pounds. Maggie.
What is the condor?
Condor, good.
Birds, 800?
One of the only terrestrial birds of prey is this species whose name seems more suited for an office than its home in Africa. Maggie?
What is the secretary bird?
Yeah.
Birds of prey, 1,000.
Reaching speeds of 200 miles per hour, this bird of prey is not only the world's fastest bird, it's also the world's fastest animal. Maggie?
What is the peregrine falcon?
Right.
Hall monitor 600.
This legend is alphabetically first among modern era inductees at the International Boxing Hall of Fame. Amanda.
Who's Ali?
Muhammad Ali, yes.
Hall for eight.
The Basketball Hall of Fame hosts a preseason college tournament named for this first play in a basketball game. First play is a tip-off. And now the $1,000 clue. In 2019, Edgar Martinez and Harold Baines were elected to baseball's Hall of Fame for playing this non-defensive position. Maggie.
What is pitcher?
No. Amanda.
What is coach?
No. They were both designated
hitters.
All right, Jenna, you're going first when we come back. You have a lot of catching up to do. Maggie with a $10,000 lead at the moment. Fair warning, a few twists coming up in the categories in Double Jeopardy, Jenna. Here they are. We start off with women authors. That's very straightforward. Then greatest hits of the Supremes, the human body, documentaries, we'll give it the old university try, And then one of our standards, before and after. Where would you like to start?
Women authors for four.
This author of The Good Earth also wrote the heartwarming Christmas Day in the Morning. Maggie?
Who's Pearl Buck?
Yep.
Women authors 800?
She worked at a coffee shop in Toronto before writing Dystopian Fair. Maggie.
Who's Atwood?
Margaret Atwood, yeah.
Women authors, 1,200?
In 1856, she published Dread, in which she depicted the deterioration of a slaveholding society. And that would be Harriet Beecher Stowe. Maggie, back to you.
Authors, 1,600.
The House on Mango Street is the first book of fiction by this Mexican-American woman. Jenna.
Who is Cisneros?
Sandra Cisneros. You got her.
2,000 women authors.
This Danish writer acquired her title by marrying her cousin, Bror von Blixenfinnike, a Swedish baron. And the author is Isaac Dennison. Out of Africa. Jenna, back to you.
Human body 4.
This clear transplantable layer of the eye, anterior to the lens, is often compared to the crystal on a watch. Maggie?
What is the cornea?
That's it.
Body 800?
In French, le foie is this organ. Maggie?
What is the liver?
Good.
Body 1200?
In the average adult male, this thigh bone is about 19 inches long. Maggie?
What is the femur?
Right.
Body 1600?
Erythrocytes are your red blood cells, and these are your white blood cells. Amanda?
What are leukocytes?
Correct.
Body for two?
Here's Sarah.
Each hemisphere of the brain contains four lobes with different functions. Your ability to process sounds, recognize words, and understand them happens in this lobe, named for its location in relation to the sides of the head.
And that would be the temporal lobe. Back to you, Amanda.
Documentaries for 400.
Aired on PBS in 1982, this filmmaker's first documentary told of the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge. Amanda.
Who's Ken Burns?
Yes.
Documentaries for 800.
Spike Lee's Four Little Girls tells of the horrific bombing in 1963 of an African-American church in this Alabama city. Maggie.
Was Birmingham?
That's it.
Old University Try for 400.
Woof and meow, and maybe even ribbit? This Ivy League university in upstate New York awarded the nation's first doctorate of veterinary medicine. Maggie.
What is Cornell?
Yes.
University 800.
I wouldn't look for this university, founded in 1875 by a Mormon leader, on many lists of top 10 party schools. Jenna?
What is BYU?
BYU, Brigham Young.
Before and after for four, please.
U.S. executive mansion that's a legal confinement to one's own residence instead of prison. Jenna.
What is White House arrest?
Yes.
Before and after eight, please.
Historic New York City sports arena where Adam and Eve lived in the Bible. Amanda.
What is Madison Square Garden of Eden?
Right.
Before and after for 12.
Paul McCartney's Bond theme plays as Bruce Willis fights off bad guys at the Nakatomi Building. Amanda.
What is Live or Let Die Hard?
No. Jenna.
What is Live and Let Die Hard?
That's it, and not or.
Before and after 16.
2012 male stripper cinematic saga that went on to be our 70th Secretary of State. Maggie.
What is Magic Mike Pompeo?
Yeah. We'll get mail, I know.
As well you should. Before and after, 2000.
1873 Jules Verne adventure novel that's an NBC soap opera on the air since 1965. Maggie?
What is Around the World in 80 Days of Our Lives?
Yes.
Nice. I love those. University 1200.
You could be like William Faulkner and get an Oxford education at this state school that opened in 1848. Maggie?
What is Ole Miss?
Ole Miss, yes.
Okay. University 1600?
In 1884, this private university in New Orleans was renamed after the local merchant who gave the school its first endowment. Maggie?
What is Tulane?
Yep.
University 2000?
The William F. Hara College of Hospitality checks in at this school, a few blocks away from the action. Maggie?
What is UNLV?
Right.
Greatest hits of the Supremes, 400.
In McCulloch v. Maryland, John Marshall wrote, the power to do this three-letter verb involves the power to destroy. That's the power to tax. Maggie?
Supremes, 800.
In Williams v. U.S., William O. Douglas warned of the police taking matters in their own hands and these beastly courts. Jenna?
What is a kangaroo court?
Correct.
Supremes, 12.
Answer there. Daily double.
$2,000.
All right. In Marbury v. Madison, John Marshall criticized this sitting president for flouting the law. Jenna?
Who is Taft?
No, who is Jefferson? Jefferson. All right, there are five clues left on the board. Make another selection.
Supreme 16.
Obergefell v. Hodges in 2015 asserted that this type of marriage is legal in all 50 states. Maggie.
What is same-sex marriage?
Yes.
Documentaries, 1200.
In 2020, the Oscar for Best Documentary Short went to a film about learning to do this fun activity in a war zone, if you're a girl. Amanda.
What is skateboard?
Yes.
Documentaries for 16?
A 2011 documentary called This Man Against the World explores the life of the troubled chess master. Maggie.
Who is Fisher?
Yes.
Documentaries 2000.
Answer there. The other Daily Double.
5,000, please.
All right. This 1994 documentary follows two inner city Chicago kids who aspire to become pro basketball players.
What is Love and Basketball?
No, what is Hoop Dreams? Mm. Now the last clue in Greatest Hits of the Supremes. Leading to the 11th Amendment, Chisholm v. Georgia was overseen by this first Chief Justice. Maggie.
Who is Jay?
Jay is right. That takes you to 24,400. The game is a runaway for you, but we're going to play Final Jeopardy anyway, just for the fun of it. Here is the subject. American firsts. Make your wagers, ladies. We'll see how this winds up in a moment. For our final today, we are dealing with American firsts. And ladies, you are dealing with this clue. John Ledyard, sailing on Captain Cook's last voyage in search of the Northwest Passage, was the first American to land at what are now these two states. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Come down to you, Jenna, first. You had 3,800. You were in third place. And the two states you came up with are Hawaii and Alaska. Each one is correct. You will add how much money to your 3,800? 3,800. You'll double it to 7,600. Amanda wrote down her response immediately, so I'm sure she's correct. Hawaii and Alaska, yes. And the wager? 22,22, taking you up to 7,022. Maggie, you ran away with this game. You couldn't be caught. You took control early, maintained it throughout. Did you come up with the correct response, though? No. California and Oregon. Boo hiss. However, you're only losing $18, but you're coming back to play for $100,000. We'll see you on Thursday. Congratulations. The third of our semifinals tomorrow, right here. Please join us then.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by Ancestry. Discover the people, places, and stories that led to you.